let's continue.
So we're continuing on from the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing to me. I've never, my history in the music world and loving it as I do and paying attention to songwriters and how things are done, that's first time. You're the first story I've ever heard of that. In fact, you say that you've been amazed yourself sometimes when you complete a song, it comes out the first time, one take done, you kind of have to jump back and say, wow, where did that come from? Yeah. You know, sometimes it's surprising because this is something you never heard before, and then there it is done.
Yeah, a lot of times I get worried about, well, that was a goofy idea, nobody will ever get it, but...
Never is it goofy, though, is it?
No.
You've never had a goofy song. It's that's the thing about your songs, I find them... True feelings, you know, you have a message of feeling in your songs. It's not necessarily a storytelling, although you have some stories, but to me it's more a projection of feelings, emotions, you know, human emotions. That I think I've heard you say one time about it's your diary or things that maybe are inside of you that you've been through that you share with others.
Yeah, it's a diary in my mind, that's for sure.
And what the uniqueness about it is that when shared with others, they can really feel it. It's like you know the truth of it. You know the heart of it. You know, whether it be a gentleman, which is, I know, very personal to you.
Yeah, it is. That's you know, think about it, man. That song about, that song describes about how a man decides that he doesn't want to be a violent man anymore. And then there's only one person that could decide something like that, and that is the man himself. It's not something he asked for permission for.
We're talking about a normal man. We're not talking about a violent man. We're talking about a man that works hard every day for his family. We're talking about a man that loves his family, but occasionally loses his temper.
Exactly.
And which is too much.
Too much.
Which is too much. And he, you know... Just learning to change and be accepted that he's changed. And
be kind and nice.
And be kind and nice and let him change. And believe in it, you know. And I think that hits, you know, can hit some souls, you know. People, these are everyday things. People who go through every day. Another one that I love is which I always call the 405 song, but it's Who's Loving Who. Now talk about a heartbreaker. That's a man that is pitifully in love. That's a blues song, blues acoustic. It's this man doesn't even realize how wrong he's being done, and just is in love. Only can remember the good things. And I just think that's a great song. It's so innocent and so raw and genuine, which is what I say about most of your whole style to me is I call you the genuine one because it's your music is genuine. No one else sounds like you, or you don't sound like anyone else. And I think it's great that you decided, that's what I want to talk about. You're doing, you've been on the stage for how many years? You're doing your blues shows, your crazy wild man, not afraid to do anything on stage. You know, they say, but loved, you know, captures the audiences. It's, you know.
Yeah.
But you've had some tragedy.
Yeah, I've been doing this for about 30 years. Of the last, since 2000, I went into phase two, you might say, of my musical life. Phase one was me just growing and learning and moving around and playing clubs and just enjoying that life for sure. And growing out at the same time, not even realizing how much you're growing. And phase two is actually a serious attempt to make records. And in 2000, I made three.
In 1 year, you made three albums.
Right.
And they're all one-take songs. First take, one take only.
Every one of them.
Amazing.
And they're all done on acoustic, actually, just getting all the ideas down.
Right. That's where it begins, right?
That's it. And then from there, I thought, well, you know what? I'll just use these songs, and I'll let those hatch into further albums down the road, and I'll turn them into band electric versions and stuff.
And turned out great.
And the idea flourished, that's for sure. And now I got 24 records. And
24 records, wow.
This latest one, though, this 2009 album, is...
Coming from phase three.
It's beginning of phase three.
Beginning of phase three.
No more electric and bass and guitars and drums. It's all acoustic and myself just singing along.